Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettey along with Charlie Long. And on our call line, we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Mark? How you guys doing, man? It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks so much. Mark, we saw it last night before we get in a little Saints talk. Man, we saw impact of Baker Mayfield, huh? Man, the dude is one gritty SOB. I got to give it to him. Man, you know, with everything on the line, you talk about a tough dude. He is a tough, tough dude out on the field, and he finds a way to win. And that's what happened last night in, you know, a game that kind of had a lot of ebbs and flows. Man, Baker Mayfield made it happen. And I know we've talked about it before. When the day Tom Brady retired, if you'd have told me 2 straight years, Tampa Bay wins the NFC South, and they are on a shot that they're going to probably win it the 3rd straight year, the big difference, Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield was, I mean, he was incredible. That last drive, man, that was sit down, the edge of your seat, football. Like, he was magnificent. And that 4th down and 10, he's got a free runner right at him, makes him miss, and then gets that 10 yards, you know, and gets knocked ass over Tea Kettle. And, like, and he just gets up and, you know, spits some, you know, some verbal Chauncey Gardner or whatever. And I love watching him play. And I love, you know, I love the story, getting first overall draft pick in Cleveland. It doesn't work out in Cleveland, and there's some maturity issues, to say the least. And then, you know, goes to Carolina, and at some point, you know, I've got video of him playing defensive end on scout team while he was the quarterback at Carolina. That's how far he dropped out. And people don't remember, he got cut in Carolina, went to the Rams, ended up playing a game, I think it was Christmas Day game or Christmas night game against the Broncos, and hanging 50 on him, and he was there for 3 days before he did it. And then what he's done in Tampa Bay, it just is, it's a great story. He is a phenomenal guy. He has grown up. He's got one of the great stories in the National Football League, and he is, like you said, that's the guy you want on your team. He is tough. He is gritty. He is in your face, unapologetic. And those are the guys, you know, those are the guys you hate when you play against them, but you love it when they're on your team.
That Samba Gun can play. That's all I'm telling you. People are not going to consider him an elite quarterback. All I know is he makes it happen when everything's on the line. Marco, I'm going to relay a story to you. In the offseason, I was talking to Rick Venturi, who's now one of the he's a color analyst for the Indianapolis Colts. He coached in the NFL almost, I think, over 25 years. And he told me, he said, Mike, I'm telling you something. The Colts are going to be good this year. And I'm like, okay, explain it to me. And he was like, you know, I don't know what's going to happen at quarterback. This is before training camp. Everybody said, man, they got some good skill people, but where they're really good, offensive, defensive lines. And he said, people aren't talking about that, but they are going to win more games than people are giving them credit for because they are built, the old-fashioned way with big men that can play. I watched him against the Broncos, and basically the exact words Venturi told me rang in my ears. That's how they won. They won up front.
Yeah. Listen, man, I did a whole breakdown. The Broncos, going in from last year to the first game of the season, they had six sacks. They led the league from all of last year, 2024, and week one, they led the league by 14 sacks total over that time frame. They got one sack on a blitz. That offensive line, those offensive tackles took Broncos pass rushers. And I'm talking about inside with Allen, Zach Allen, who's a damn good player. I'm talking about Benito. I'm talking about Cooper. And they shut them down. I thought from a game planning standpoint, I thought they did an exceptional job. Shane Steichen, they're running their quick game. Then they're running their boot keep game. Then they're running their play pass game. There weren't a lot of opportunities to rush the passer because they were so balanced and they kept the Broncos so off balance. And Vance Joseph, it wasn't like Vance Joseph didn't do a good job coaching because he was bringing five-man dogs, so you've got to go 5-0. You got your five offensive linemen on their five guys. Or even if you turn the protection, you've got 5-on-4, and then you got a back picking up that dog blitzer. And I'm telling you what, every guy that had a one-on-one won them. Just stonewalled the Broncos defense. I thought they were exceptional. The other thing they did a tremendous job of is attacking attacking not the outside corners, but attacking inside. The nickel, the safeties, getting them matched up one-on-one with smaller, quicker wide receivers. And this Tyler Warren dude, that dude can flat-out play. I mean, we have had now back-to-back years where a tight end came in, Bowers last year, and now this Tyler Warren kid from Penn State, like that have set the league on, like set the hair on fire of the league. They are incredible. And that Tyler Warren kid can really flat. He can block people. He can be a Y. He can be an F. They released him out of the backfield, got him stuck on Singleton, the linebacker, on a deep over. And he just ran by him like he was standing still. Got about a 40-yard gain on that. And by the way, Daniel Jones looks like a different dude being coached by Shane Steichen, which is good for Daniel Jones, man.
Yeah, because, boy, when you don't make it in New York, okay, Mark, when you make it, hey, you're a mega star. But when you don't make it, man, can they put the boots to you? Not only one boot, but both of them. And, boy, he caught it when he was with the Giants. But about the Saints game, because of the fact this is a football game the Saints could have won. I mean, there's no question. You're catching a beat-up San Francisco 49er team, get a backup quarterback, no George Kittle. The same sort of mistakes that caught you in game one, penalties, drop passes, some mental mistakes. You miss a field goal that kind of robbed you of some momentum early in the game. You see some growth with this team. Certainly, especially on offense, you got to give Spencer Rattler credit. 14 straight completions in the NFL, that's a lot of completions in a row. And Spencer was able to do it in this game. It's just, you can see the little things that the good teams do to win and the bad teams don't do, and that's why they end up losing.
Yeah, I'm with you on Spencer Rattler, man. I've been impressed. I really have. I mean, he made some throws. That throw down the sideline early to to the Weber State kid, Rasheed Shaheed.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just a dime. Like, that was an absolute dime. He made some great throws. I thought Alvin Kamara looked great. Unfortunately, I had the fumble late, but I thought he looked really, really good, really sharp. I actually, as I watched that game and, watched that preparing to do for this, I was really impressed with the Saints. And listen, man, DeMario Davis can play his butt off, and Granderson and Werner, and they still have some guys that can flat out play. But, for everybody who thought they were going to be awful, I've been impressed with the way they have played. Unfortunately, you know, obviously they haven't won, but they've been in both those games. And like you talked about, and like I saw and witnessed, I thought Spencer Rattler, I liked him in college. I liked him coming out. There's something to him, man. And I know he's not the biggest dude and all that kind of stuff, but he's got some moxie to him. I enjoyed watching him play, man. I thought they played really well, and I don't think they're nearly as, you know, as bad as everybody predicted they were going to be. They are going to fight, and that's big. And so look at Kellen Moore and all his staff. That's a tip of the cap to those guys, because they were supposed to be really bad, and those dudes are competing their butts off.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Insider Calls with Mark Slareff are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Charlie?
You know, Mark, I wanted to ask you to look ahead to this Seattle Seahawks matchup this upcoming weekend. The Saints are going to fly out on Thursday, go all the way up to the Pacific Northwest, and face the Seahawks. I want to get your thoughts on Mike McDonald and his second year in Seattle, one of the great defensive minds in all of football. Mike and I have also kind of previewed the matchup a little bit and highlighted Byron Murphy the second year player, first round pick from last year, the defensive tackle that's been an absolute force on the interior of the Seahawks defensive line. And then also kind of get your thoughts on Sam Darnold and his fit in Seattle. Clint Kubiak, Saints fans are obviously familiar with him from last year. So just kind of a preview of the Seahawks game this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, I think, I think Mike McDonald's like a really good coach. And, you know, interesting, the inside guys, the interior of that defense is really good. Leonard Williams, big cat, is a phenomenal, you know, he's so big and he's agile and, you know, he can beat you with power, beat you with quickness and speed. So he's a guy that, you know, that I have a lot of respect for the way he plays. They have a bunch of guys that are good on the edge. They've got a good rotation, but they don't have that one dude that you're just like, oh my goodness, like what are we going to do without that guy? And yesterday's game or Sunday's game against Pittsburgh, you know, they didn't have Witherspoon either. So Spoon was out, who's one of the best, you know, one of the best cover nickel corners in all of football. So they were missing some guys as well. And that was a tight game right up until the point it wasn't a tight game, you know, where the Steelers kind of muffed that kick and, you know, the whole thing kind of fell apart from that point forward. But, you know, the real interesting thing is I saw a real growth from week one to week two from not only Sam Darnold, but I thought Sam was really good. I thought that, that Clint Kubiak did a much better job of kind of pairing some of that run and them running the ball with some of the play action stuff that they like to use, that I just didn't think week one really looked all that good. It just felt like it was off for the entirety of week one. So they definitely bounced back. I think defensively, I think they're going to be a really good team. Schematically, they're really sound. And like I said, that defensive front is playing is playing outstanding football, stopping the run and doing those things. So, yeah, it's going to be a tough challenge for you guys.
Mark, I know you appreciate a line play a lot, and I think it sort of got overlooked because it was an early game. But what Micah Parsons did in that game Thursday night against the Commanders, every time he lined up, and, man, he was across from Josh Connolly. Okay, Josh had played a lot of football at Oregon. Man, he ain't never played against a dude like that. And, boy, he came off of that that snap like somebody had shot him out of a gun. And, I mean, he's gone, and Connolly got no shot. I mean, zero shot to try to block him. And, okay, they're trying to chip him and everything else. The dominance of Micah Parsons. My thing is, I'd hate to see if he was healthy. Okay, because he's dealing with a back injury. Man, if that's him at 80%, man, you just shake your head of what type of difference maker he could be for the Packers if they can get into January with Love kind of clicking at quarterback. They got a good running game. Their secondary at corner, okay. But, man, they get so much pressure on you. You got no shot to throw the football against them. But what a difference maker Parsons is up front.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell me all you want about the Cowboys and the rebuilding and all that stuff, but let me just say this. One of the things I did when I was a player, and it was just kind of my thing. I always said, "Hey, man, I want a couple of sideline tapes." You know, they have the sideline, the all 22, and then as an offensive lineman, you're just studying the end zone tape, right? You're just looking at the end zone tape. But I would always ask for some sideline stuff, and the reason I would is I want to see who the first guy off the ball was, and then you could see sometimes depth. Like anytime a game is coming, you'll see the guy who's the looper get back about 4 or 5 inches just to save a little bit of room. And so, like, most of the time, you could call those things out probably about a 98% success rate when you're playing. When you're on the field, you're like, all right, here comes TT, here comes, watch it, you know, whoever your guy is. Because the D linemen can't help themselves. They got to cheat because they just want to get a sack, right? And so they give it away all the time. It's pretty easy to tell. But you can't tell it on the end zone tape. You got to look at the sideline tape. So that was one reason I looked at the sideline tape. The other thing I would look at is first off the ball, get off. Who's the first guy off the ball? Because the first guy off the ball is the best player 100% of the time. And when you watch Micah Parsons off that ball, man, he's a step, maybe a step and a half into his pass rush before other guys get their hands out of the dirt. It is, like you said, dude is shot out of a cannon. It's unreal. And as an offensive lineman, he is on you before you even set. And that was always a big thing. One of the things we did as offensive linemen is first guy out of your stance, first hands on wins. If I can get my hands on you before you get your hands on me, I'm going to win. And he's so fast off the ball, he's getting his hands on you first, and then you are done. And so I felt bad. Like, I'm watching the game Thursday night, and I've got Washington this week. So I went back, and I'm looking at all the coaches' film. And I actually felt bad for Connerly because I was like, I don't think the kid's a bad player. The kid just walked into this dude that's on – I mean, that dude is on a run right now. And plus – listen, you talk about the back injury and all those things, but he's not full-time playing. You know, he's not like he was in Dallas where he's playing 60 plays. Man, they're using him in a variety of situational football things and giving him those opportunities where I'm sure he's probably playing 35 plays in a game. So every time you have to face him, the dude's fresh, chomping at the bit. I mean, it's frightening to watch him play. Frightening.
Yeah, it's almost when I was a kid, you know, my dad, and I got to see him toward the latter stages of his career and what the Rams had with Deacon Jones. Okay, when you were going up against Deacon, you better get ready. And he had that head slap. That was before they said it was illegal to do. Man, he put that hand on side your head, and he was past you in a heartbeat. I know you love to hear this. The Kansas City Chiefs are 0-2 right now.
I know, they're in last place. It just feels really, being here in Denver, sitting on my couch in Denver, the sun is shining, it's a beautiful afternoon out, and the Chiefs are in last place. And that just does my heart good. Because, listen, man, I am, I am a gracious loser, but I am an absolute ass when it comes to winning. And I feel like I'm winning right now. I really do.
And listen, oh, Bob and I were talking about this last night. We were talking about Jim Harbaugh and the way he does things with the Chargers. And I said, Bob, it's almost like I'm watching a rerun of a show I've seen. Almost every game always looks sort of the same, but he wins. It's yeah. nothing that's highlight grabbing other than what they do on defense, because, man, they get after you on defense. But on offense, okay, they make things work. But it's Harbaugh football, and it's winning football at any level. If it was at Michigan, and when he was at Stanford, when he was with the 49ers, now with the Chargers, it's almost like you're watching the same game all over again, but it wins.
Yeah. I love what he does, and I love the fact that Jim Harbaugh is all about, this is our identity, this is what we do. And it's, you know, it's the 10,000 hour rule. We've done this 10,000 times. You've defended it 100 times. We're better than you. We're going to run it. And it's almost one of those things, you break the huddle and go, here's where we're running it. See if you can stop. Here's what we're doing. See if you can stop us. And I love, like, those are the teams I played on. When I played with Washington, we're going to run counter. We're going to smash your brains and see if you can handle it. And in Denver, man, we're running wide zone, and we're going to push you further than you want to go. We're going to cut off all the backside, and we're going to create a cutback lane, and your safeties are going to have to tackle us after we get 5 or 10 yards. And if they don't, we're going to the house, and there's nothing you can do about it. We're going to run the boot stuff off of that and some of the play action stuff off of that, and we're going to beat you doing it. And you know exactly the 6 plays we're going to run. We don't care. We're better than you. And so I love that aspect of football. We're just not going to go out there and trick you. We're going to go out there and beat you down, beat you into submission. And I love that about Jim Harbaugh. I mean, I think that's the way football should be.
Mark, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, man. Always love to have you on a Tuesday with us. Thanks for your insights. What game you got this weekend?
I got Washington Raiders this weekend.
Oh, and maybe no Jaden Daniels, so we'll see. Mark, thanks so much for joining us, buddy. Thank you.
You got it.
All righty. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.